Aloha, everybody. What is up? It's DJ Valerie B. Love, the Vibe Goddess, with the Bitcoin Peace and Music Podcast. This is an interesting one. I'm just doing a little solo quickie, and I wanted to share some fun things that are happening with y'all. I am currently in the process of midwifing, doula-ing, birthing a project called the 11X Love Project. And it is a project to help people who are mission-driven, entrepreneurs, Bitcoiners, creatives, healers, artists, etc., who want to create and cultivate a daily prosperity practice and a daily inner peace practice and a daily meditation practice. And so as somebody who has gone through the shit show of falling apart, putting myself back together, having a wonderful midlife breakdown, and really understanding the humility it takes to admit, whoa, I don't have it all together and I need help. So one of the tools that has been just the most important tool for me is a daily meditation practice, a daily peace practice. And so what I do every day is I have a cushion, I sit on it, I meditate, I pull cards, I journal, I stare off into space, I chant, I sing, I move my body, I think of beautiful things. And I can tell you, it has changed my life. And it has changed my life so much. I am now a much better human. I'm a better woman. I'm a better mother. I'm a better friend. I'm a better lover when I'm going to start dating again. It has just made me whole again. And I feel so grateful for this practice. And I want to share it with people. So part of the sharing it is learning and cultivating a value for value membership in this vein. And as Bitcoiners, we're starting to get this value for value model that's coming out. And it's really fun with podcasting 2.0, streaming sats. It's like, ooh, what's that look like? And so with a digital piece of content that is replicatable, it's kind of cool because you can stream sats and you can share, you know, little bits of value that you want to give to the creators who are making things. And so I was like, can we apply that model to education and meditation and spiritual development, which is my passion and zone of interest. And I don't want to say genius, but it's my zone of sparkle. Let's put it that way. And as somebody who's been practicing and learning about personal development, spiritual development, and professional development for the last 33 years, it is always humbling to continue to understand how much I don't know and how much help I still need. And so I have different teachers and guides and mentors who help me, and I want to be that for you. And I want to share what I know with you. And part of what I'm doing is putting together this 11X Love Project for building a community of like-hearted people who have a particular practice and a framework that we work on. And it's something that is a lifestyle practice. And so rather than having, you know, you see a lot of these, you know, business teachers or spiritual teachers, personal development, you know, teachers, gurus, and they have really great things to share and teach. The problem with what they do is there's the ego, number one. Number two is the practices that they teach will be, you know, diminished once they die. And you've seen this with somebody who is one of my favorite teachers, Zig Ziglar. He's a wonderful business teacher. And, you know, his teachings aren't as powerful as they could be because they're Zig Ziglar's teachings, right? They're not the name of the framework that he teaches that moves forward. And so that's kind of something that I see in a lot of these personal development communities and yoga practices and stuff that the teachers get so excited with themselves as the teacher that the practice doesn't, you know, precede that. And so for me, I learned a lot. I did the 12-step program about 6 years ago, and it's a good program. It's got a lot of good variables and good ingredients, but it's missing definitely a lot of things too. There's a lot of shame and stigma, whether you're a sex addict or drug addict or whatever the label. The fact that they have a label for you is disempowering to me, and I didn't like that very much. And so I like that there are 12 steps. There's a framework. There's a sequence. You have a sponsor, sponsee. So there's a lot of really good ingredients in that recipe. However, it's missing some stuff. And so I was like, I'm going to take what works for me and I'm going to remix it into something, you know, different. And that's what I want to share with you with this 11X Love project and the model. And, but what's nice is with the 12-step program, for example, you can go pretty much anywhere in the world to any 12-step meeting, and there's going to be a framework that everybody understands and is following and you know, going on together, the journey together. And so that's what makes it super powerful, is because there's that. And it can live on for decades and hundreds of years because it's a practice. And so for me, I want to help create something of that nature for you and for your community and your business and your family, so that you can have a practice that you've designed for you, by you, and we do these things together in community, the unity of community, right? That stuff's good. And as a Bitcoiner, I'm really interested in a new model of value for value. I'm very interested and wondering and curious, like, is this philosophy applicable to a learning environment where there's classes and where there's events and stuff? And so obviously a digital piece of content that's, you know, infinitely duplicatable, it's easy to do that and stream a few sats. But how do you put value on a class? How do you put value on guidance or a group or a membership? And so that's going to be something that we can experiment with. It is something that I believe is really powerful, and we can adopt it as a way of the future. I forget which yoga teacher does this, and I think several of them do, but there's a yoga teacher that only does donation yoga. And I'm like, that's cool. And they're pretty successful. And I'm so bad with names. I need to have more fat in my brain so I can remember things. But that is a really cool testament, because basically the teacher is just like, I'm going to show up and teach, and whoever shows up, you practice. And if you have value, then, you know, offer an offering of something valuable, you know, could be food, could be sats, could be a trade, who knows? So that's something that I really want to experiment with in the community. And I'm working on the website, the 11xlove.com website, and it's a work in progress. I'm not a web developer. And so I'm putting it together, and I want to create as frictionless of an experience for all of us so that we can practice together, and I can teach you guys the 11x love code and the 11x method, and help you design your daily peace and prosperity practice, because peace begins within, and world peace begins with inner peace. And so if we're out there practicing peace, then we're going to emulate peace, and it's going to be contagious. If we're not doing that on a daily basis, we can go be, you know, super smart, making all this great money and spreading the gospel of Bitcoin and all this good stuff, but we're not going to really be in our power, because we're not going to be coming from a place of inner peace. And so we're going to miss some opportunities to have that juiciness in our life, right? So to me, it's really important to have a daily consistent practice that we do no matter what. And so as somebody who is a former excuse maker for why I don't have time to have a daily practice and my kids and my dog and my ex-husband or whoever or whatever's going on, I didn't sleep well. It's one of those things that it happens every day no matter what. And I don't let things get in the way. I make it a priority, just like I make brushing my teeth a priority. And so what I want to share with everybody is how to design your own peace and prosperity practice with a purpose, your p-p-p-wap. And so there's a ton of tools that we can use, and what your practice looks like isn't going to be the same as what mine looks like. But I'm going to give you some frameworks. I'm going to give you some tools. And just like when you go to Home Depot, right? There's all those wonderful tools. Woohoo! And you can go buy all the tools you want. And if they just sit in your garage, you're not going to build your temple. You're not going to build your cathedral. And so you have to use them, and you have to use them strategically. So that's what we're going to do together as a community. And I am in service of helping you understand what I know. And then I'm also going to be bringing in a variety of teachers and experts in these 11 areas of life so that you can design your own code, your love code, your warrior code, your Jedi hero honor code. And then you're going to be living your life through the lens of your own code. And this is another thing. So part of the book that I'm writing, it's really important that we write down our code and share it with people that we trust. And this way we can help hold each other accountable to our highest standards and values as a human and our dreams. And it's not something you need to share with the whole world. You're going to share this with people that you trust. And then when things come up and you're presented with certain opportunities and decisions, a lot of times when we're feeling hungry, angry, lonely, tired, scared, sick, broke, horny, confused, any of it, we are under-resourced and we may make a decision or a choice that isn't in our highest and best good. But that happens to all of us. It's called life, right? We're going to be in one of those states at some point or another. If we have the code thoughtfully curated and written out, and if we're sharing it with somebody, it makes it a lot easier to make a more conscious choice and a decision for ourselves going forward. So part of the practice is writing our code, which is an experience, a course that I'm going to teach you guys, and then sharing it within a community of an accountability group. And we're going to switch up our little accountability pods every month, every quarter, every year. We're going to kind of figure out what the cadence is of that and have some fun with it and really, really get to meet other people who have done the work and who are continuing to do the work. And so part of this 11X love model is developing your code so that you can have a harmonious life that integrates all 11 of these areas. And what's at the center of the 11X love code is God, your version of God, spirit, universe, and whatever word is that you like to address the divine. I use the word God, and it warms my heart, because if I make all of my decisions through the lens of, does this serve God? You know, is this client that I'm taking going to, you know, be in alignment with myself and serve the highest and best purpose through God? Great. Is this relationship that I'm saying yes or no to? So it's constantly turning yourself into this discerning, you know, connoisseur of excellence. And when we do it with each other, it makes it easier to say no to lots and lots of things that aren't in alignment with that excellence that is you and that you've decided for yourself. And so, you know, when I know for me, like if I don't share this with somebody, oh, there's my pup. If I don't share this with somebody and then I'm presented with things, depending if I'm, you know, under-resourced, I may make a decision out of scarcity or lack, you know, or exhaustion or overwhelm. And so when I have people that I trust and I share this with, then I'm more likely to make the right choice for me. And so this is what we're going to be up to. And I really, really am so excited and so grateful. But we're going to be using lots and lots of music. We're going to do affirmations. We're going to do sound journeys. We're going to do dancing. We're going to do journaling, all sorts of fun, cool things. And really the intention of having a daily practice is, again, it's like brushing your spiritual teeth. You know, you want to clean off the gunk. We're going to delete things that do not serve you. We're going to get your energy into a good place of alignment. You're going to fuel and fill up those tanks, those energy tanks. And then you get to go on with your beautiful day. But the cool part is there's going to be lots and lots of fun tools that I'm going to share with you that are about how do you keep the tanks, you know, flowing throughout the day and not just at the end of the day collapse and be super depleted. So that's not a sustainable way to go through life, right? So we want to have lots of little touch points. It's like eating food, right? You want to keep your blood sugar at certain levels. So you want to keep your energy sugar level at a certain level too. And so we're going to share different tips and hacks that work for myself and other people to help you throughout the day. So we're going to practice energy hygiene and we're going to become fabulous love hackers. And so I'm super excited to share this with y'all. Like I said, it's a beautiful work in progress. This is going to be a lifelong journey. And I'm really excited to integrate Bitcoin into this and understand teaching people who aren't necessarily Bitcoiners yet how to utilize Bitcoin and Lightning for value and then practice how to become wonderful in relationships, practice how to be a great steward of our resources, practice how to take care of our body, mind, and soul, etc. So again, this is a lifestyle. This isn't something that, I did a course or I did a workshop or a retreat. Now I'm all better. This is the part where the work comes in. And so the proof of work is so important. And the concept of proof of work really matters in your personal development, your professional development, your spiritual development. So there are no shortcuts. You don't get to shortcut, just like we don't get to just, you know, mint some Bitcoin because we want some. Like there's proof of work. So that's what you have to do every day to get your spiritual wealth and keep it. So I'm super blessed and excited and grateful to share this with you. And I'm going to be doing some fun sound journeys. These really kind of trippy, immersive experiences. And I can't wait to share a little bit of these with you. And so we're going to have some fun. Lots of fun. And just do some meditation. And we're going to play with you.
Mm-hmm.
just a little funky little taste of my voice being a little playful and sharing the energy of vibration and sound. And we're going to be doing lots and lots and lots of that. So please email me, sign up, enjoy, like, share, subscribe, do all of those things. You can go to djvaleriebelove.com and get all the show notes for these. But you can also go to 11xlove.com, which is the new website, and sign up, and I'll put you on the mailing list for when we're going to be doing these value for value experiences. Ideally, I'm going to be doing them many times a week because we need to be practicing every day. So I'm going to get into my rhythm of as a teacher and sharing this with you. So really, really excited. And that's it. If you guys need any support with anything one-on-one, reach out to me. I am offering some one-on-one sessions, and let's rock this. We got it. Okay. We have got a long journey ahead of us as humans, and shit is continually splattering on the fan. And it's up to us to stay strong and centered and powerful and grounded. And we must do that together. So, my name again is DJ Valerie Belove, and this is the Bitcoin Peace and Music Podcast. So I love y'all. Can't wait to hear how this journey starts and is going for you. And I'd love to hear from you. What are some things that you're struggling with? If you're somebody who wants to create a daily practice, if you're somebody who has tried meditation, or you've tried journaling, or you've tried, you know, personal development for yourself, what are some of the struggles that you've encountered that you would like to have some support with? And I'd love to hear from you and be of service in any way that I can. All right, cool. I get to go have dinner with a mermaid soul sister. I'm so grateful. Yay. And then I'm going to go do some dancing and move my little sensual body all over the place. Woohoo. So I hope you guys are doing something yummy to take care of yourself today and practice unconditional self-love, because you deserve it. And remember, you're a child of the divine. You're a child of God. And God doesn't make any mistakes, and God doesn't leave anyone out. You belong here. You deserve love. You deserve joy. You deserve peace. You deserve prosperity. You deserve happiness. So that's all. All right, everybody inhale. And exhale. All right, my friends, peace, love, and warm aloha.